when you're an old biddy, you really don't have anything else to do than go home and take a nap. I mean, and if you're going to go outside, well, if you're going to go out at night, you really got to take a granny nap. So grandma's went and took a little nap and then granny nap.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Granny nap.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 190 of the BFO for Tuesday, the... God, I'm doing it again. The 28th of October, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty got a flu shot. And he's got some voice letters. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One. And I am doing just hunky-dory. Do you use that term, hunky-dory? Well, Big Fatty is hunky-dory. And so it was a... It was kind of a la-la day at the coal mine. Nothing really earth-shattering that I can think of. Big Fatty did call the doctor this morning.
And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that
and that was not the witch doctor, by the way. And I did not say ooh-ee, ooh-ah-wah, bing-bang, walla-walla, bing-bang, or whatever that is. Y'all, I did call the witch doctor, and no, I didn't call the witch doctor. I called the doctor. I said, Doctor, Big Fatty needs his flu shot, because you know the elderly need a flu shot every year. And he said, come on in. Come on in at noon. We'll give you your shot. So I went on in at noon, and I don't like to get the shots. And the nurse was there, and she gave me a little hint. She says, "Now, when people give you a shot, the easiest way so that you don't feel it is just to stand up and just let your arm go loose. Just let it just kind of become spaghetti." And that way you don't feel it. But if you clench your muscles up, that's when you feel it, and that's when your skin gets all tight and everything. But I didn't know that. So anyway, so now I know. And so Big Fatty has his flu shot. He is guaranteed to get the flu. And y'all, I got the flu shot because the Weather Rat, who is on the TV right this second, the Weather Rat said that we are heading down to some of the coldest temperatures of the season. And y'all, it always gets cold fair week, and you know this is fair week. Fair opens on Thursday, and it is supposed to go to the 39 tonight and to the 35 tomorrow night. So that's camisole weather. I'm just gonna have to get the camisole out and be ready for that. And anyway, but y'all, Big Fatty has been enjoying the coconut cake, and I really have been enjoying the coconut cake. I'm just going to tell you, if you have the Sam's Club and you like the coconut cake, y'all, they're showing the gasoline for $2.20 a gallon. Wow, where is that? I don't know. Oh, Lord, did you hear that? That was Big Fatty having a little gas. And in honor of Big Fatty having a little gas, I think it's time for voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kim again. I'm calling to tell you how much I love it when you sing on your show. Fred decided to sing an old Scandinavian song especially for you. Enjoy, my darling. So just.
Something that so long, but
Douglas Fir. Fucking lady, crossing me in through the sea, has to be all pumpkin. Fucking lady, crossing me in through the sea, has to be all pumpkin. Hey, 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 won't it over? To run it to blow by Taco. Eva, Ika, Inquervara, Toa, in the Lega, Dito, Ika, Varum, Uti, Legum, Oda, Freud, Erkans, Kasmala, Ke, Oloi, Uti, Legum, Oda, Freud, Erkans, Kasmala, Ke, Oloi,
God, y'all, that was the that was the one and only, I might add, Kim Beaver. Y'all, Kim Beaver has called the fat one again. And I will say that that was actually a sound file that Kim sent me, but she did try to call two times early. And y'all, if you thought it was hard to hear her voice on that sound file, the phone calls, all you could hear were the sheep. Okay, so Kim, thank you so much for thank you so much for that. And Big Fatty is blessed. That's all I'm gonna say. Big Fatty is blessed to have Kim Beaver, an exclusive here at the BFO. Kim Beaver is Big Fatty's exclusive. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all, evidently there was some sort of, and maybe I said something, but I don't remember what I said. But Kim Beaver evidently thought I was mad at her. And there was a posting over there at the Kim Beaver Lodge, and it's a picture of Big Fatty wrestling Annie Vera Charles. Annie Vera's wearing the pink in the picture. And it says, "Oh, Lord, what did I do? The fat one has given me a hard time and not in a good way, and it appears he is meaning business this time. Oh, now I am scared. Look what he did to that other old slag in the Californias. But she loves me anyway, and she always will." Well, Kim Beaver, Big Fatty loves you, and I don't know what I said that everybody, that you would think I was mad at you, but I'm not mad at. I was a little upset that it's taken this long for you to call back, since you are, you know, a BFO exclusive. And, you know, you'd think that the exclusives would want to get out there a little bit more. So, y'all, speaking of that, I'm over at the Kim Beaver Lodge right now. And there is a picture over there of Arthur celebrating labor with a U day in the New Zealands. And my, he is looking awfully fancy in his Maori garb over there. You might want to go over there and take a look at that. And then there has been an addition since I was over there earlier today. And Kim says that she has a frozen beaver, and one of the clearest signs that winter is near is that people start to change their decorations. In fact, look at little Daffodil. He put on his winter dress again, and from now on we will have to call him Snowflake again, like Big Fatty always does. Burr, it's cold in the lodge. I need some hot eggnog. Hot eggnog? Y'all, have you ever had hot eggnog? And anyway, there's a picture of Archer over there. Because, you know, it is his birthday month. And, y'all, it's Gay Christmas week also.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
And y'all, what could be gayer than Clay Aiken singing Winter Wonderland? You know, that's gay Christmas all over. All right, everybody. You may notice a change in sound quality right now. That's because Big Fatty didn't realize that he was using the built-in microphone on the... what is this called? The MacBook, until he saw that picture of Archer with the snowflake on his head. And Big Fatty has now plugged in the snowflake microphone, so it'll probably sound a little bit better. But I'm going to run it all through the level later, so hopefully it doesn't suck as bad as I'm afraid it's going to. But if it does suck, too bad, you know, because some people just think it always sucks. And, you know, sometimes you just got to give a one-star performance out there. That's all I'm going to say. All right, our next phone call is from the one and only Jeremiah.
Hey, Big Fatty. I was so glad to hear that you had recovered from your convalescence earlier in the week. I was calling about the gas prices here because I was listening to you talking about them. And while I have been in line, they have gone from $2.12 to $2.09 a gallon. And it appears that every Jew in town is in line at the Cadillacs, as far as you can see. So maybe it'll be like 2:05 by the time I get up there. All right, then. Have a good weekend. Bye.
That is the one and only Jeremiah. And $2.09? My, oh, my, y'all. That is an excellent price for the gas. And I'm going to guess that by the time that the holidays get here, you know, and I'm not referring to gay Christmas, and no, I'm not going to play any more Clay Aiken, but by the time the holidays will be here, I'm going to guess Jeremiah's going to be down in the $1 and some change area. All right, speaking of $1 and some change, y'all, it is the one and only Princess Hannah.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I was listening to your show today, and I was shaking my head and, you know, mentally screaming at my iPod and cursing Ricky at the same time. I have to apologize. Ricky does have a voodoo doll for you. I had gone to see him last weekend, and we had stopped by a new age store, pretty much, and he had picked up a couple of things, and I was worried what that voodoo doll was going to be for in that book of spells. He assured me it was going to be, you know, for an ex of his, but alas, I am sorry, Big Fatty. I will see what I can do to try and reverse the effects of his spell, but unfortunately, I don't know. He's much better at them than I am. I hope all is well. I'm glad to know that your stomach is on the mend. I also, unfortunately, learned this when I had gotten a bad case of food poisoning. That Tux pads actually kind of work. And I don't know. So I'm sure that was kind of gross to say, but glad that you're feeling better. And take care. Love you. And bye.
Well, thank you, Princess Hannah, for calling. Y'all, did she say that my stomach, that Big Fatty's stomach was on the mend's? I don't remember my stomach being on any men's, but maybe it was, and I'm just Big Fatty. I don't know. Princess Hannah has a podcast. I don't know if any of you listen to it or not, but you can if you get the urge, the inkling, you can go and listen to her podcast. It's over there under the Fat Favorites at the BFO, and it's listed under Princess Hannah's Smeared Makeup. And so go check it out. And DQ Rick, she was not referring, when she said Ricky, she was referring to the DQ Rick, not the foulmonkeys.com that does the diarrhea things. Let's see if I can come up with a diarrhea one right now, just off the top of my head. Let's see. If you're going to the fair, in your clean underwear. No, that's not any good. Okay. If you're going out in your slacks, don't be surprised to find chocolate snacks. I don't know. Diarrhea. Oh, that was awful. Anyway, that was DQ Rick she was referring to, not Ricky from the Foul Monkeys, foulmonkeys.com. All right, y'all, since this show is already ruined, I think we should head on out to the West Coast, shall we?
Hi, Big Daddy. It's Anthony from Northern California. Just wondering, if I sent you a fax, would it come out your butt? A couple of weeks ago, I had surgery to remove my gallbladder. And after surgery, my intestines weren't working quite well, and I was bloated the next day. And after that, I contorted my body so I could actually have a bowel movement, but I did not. And what happened was I had very, very large and long farts. Four of them, actually, during that day. And I thought of you. Love ya. Bye.
And y'all, he thought of me so much, pooping out a fax out of my butt and then farting four times real loud. He thought of me so much that he called back.
Hi, Big Fat. It's Anthony from California again. So I was thinking the last call I made, I just want to know, do you want to feel my healing ridges? Does that want to make you puke or what? I don't know. Bye.
Y'all, I have said it once, and I will say it again. The BFO has the best listeners and the most fucked up listeners on the face of the earth. Anthony, I will touch whatever you want me to touch. That's all I'm going to say. And you know that I want to touch it. So, healing ridges or anything else that's veiny. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have said veiny. That was kind of gross. But y'all, I do have one more voice letter in the queue, but I'm going to wait and play that on the next show because I don't have time to get that in. Oh, I've gotten another one. Okay, well, I've got two voice letters to play on an upcoming show. One of them is from Brian and Danbury, and he and his other half are on a cruise. And, you know, Brian took pictures of Jen. I believe it was Brian that took the pictures of the Jen for me on a previous cruise. And, y'all, I want to, before I forget anything else, Logan out there in the San Francisco, out there where Anthony is, Logan sent me some pictures from the Exotic Erotica 08. And y'all, it was quite, oh dear Gussie, it was quite the slideshow is all I got to say about Big Fatty. I'd also like to report that Big Fatty's package did not arrive today from the Fort Trough that he was expecting. So, you know, imagine that, just ruined. And I really apologize about the sound quality at the beginning of the show, but you know, y'all sometimes... You know, the weather's changing. You got to go out and bring in the elderly and check on the plants. You know, it's camisole weather. It's soup. You got to have some soup and some piping hot Joe and all that other stuff. And y'all, the most important thing to have as you get ready for the cold camisole weather, there's only one thing more important, and that is...
Granny now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.